back at the Devil Radio Studios. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local, each and every Saturday. So glad to talk about local businesses. Ugly Apple Cafe, what a story, huh? What a great business. And Laurel seems like she's got it all, the mindset right, everything she wants to do. She's got a mission behind it. And that's how you, I think, get to success as a local business owner. Someone who knows many local business owners and knows about those successes is our next guest, Colin Murray from DBL. Colin, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks for having me once again.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I keep finding that there's more things for us to talk about. So it's good to have you back. One of the things that we haven't talked about a lot, but is certainly very important to Dane by Local and all of our area chambers, is the relationship and the connection between area chambers of commerce and DBL. So let's talk to people a little bit about those partnerships, those relationships, and some of the things our chambers are doing.
Yeah, so we've got three items that are part of our mission to educate, collaborate, and promote. So educating the public, like we're doing right now, and why it's important to buy local, collaborate with like-minded organizations like chambers of commerce, and then promoting our members to the general public. So that's really one of the three core items for us, is to collaborate with other organizations. And what better groups than these area chambers of commerce? You know, their scope of work is wider than ours is. Ours is very focused on local. Theirs is a little wider than that. But a lot of their members, most of their members, are local businesses. So we like that idea of collaborating with them, trying to help promote each other. We don't see it as competition. We see it as if it's good for you, it's good for us, type of an approach. And fortunately, many of our chambers see that the same way. And we find that to be a very good relationship back and forth between these various chambers of commerce that we have in Dane County.
I love that approach. I love the fact that, there's that partnership in the chambers, and DBL have found so many ways to work together to, again, lift everybody up. I mean, that's really what I think it's all about in our community. And like you said, there's so much overlap with so many local businesses being chamber members and also Dane by Local members. Colin, I know something that DBL started was the Chambers Corner, to try to help highlight some of those chambers events and just trying to circulate word to get them a little bit more recognition. So talk about how that came about and the purpose of it.
Yeah, so the Chamber Corner is something that we have every week in our newsletter that we send out. If, by the way, you're interested in getting the newsletter, you can go on our website and just click newsletters there, and we'll add you to the list. So the Chamber Corner is sponsored by Alliant Energy. So they're the ones that help put that together on a weekly basis with us. And again, it's just a matter of promoting some of the great things that area chambers are doing in their communities, and we want to support that. So we do have a few of them that show up each week that are listed there. So, for example, in the most recent newsletter, one of the activities that's taking place over with the Monona Chamber is a joint member between them and us, Delta Beer Lab. They're doing, it's a great program. It's called Give Blood, Get Beer. What a great idea, right? So that'll be on July 13th that people can indulge. They're starting a little early for beer. It's 8 a.m. in the morning. Maybe you have to come back for the beer piece of it. But between 8 and 1 over at Delta Beer Lab on July 13th, they'll be collecting blood and rewarding you for your efforts in doing that. So, again, it's just one of the things taking place that we want to promote and support. Over in Cottage Grove, man, they're doing great things over in Cottage Grove. They have a Marketplace Days coming up on July 17th. That's next week already? Wow, July is really going fast.
You're right.
So, yeah, it's various booths that'll be set up where businesses and individuals can sell to the general public, so the marketplace approach outdoors. And then there's also various kids activities, family fun, music, food. You know, all the booths are local, and it's really a good way to support micro businesses that are out there. And there are literally thousands of them here just in Dane County, of these little tiny micro businesses that depend on you and I to support them, to keep them going as they try to provide a you know, form of living for themselves. So that's July 17th over in Cottage Grove. And then the third one that I had on the list here was from the Sun Prairie Chamber. They're doing a golf outing. That'll be at the end of the month, July 28th. And they're actually doing it over at Cherokee Country Club over on the north side of Madison. I was trying to think, are there any golf courses in Sun Prairie? I'm not sure that there are. So, you know, they're doing that pretty close as far as Sun Prairie is concerned. So that's a fundraiser for them. You know, all of these chambers are nonprofit organizations, so they have to look for ways to raise funds and support themselves and keep the doors and lights on and all that sort of thing. So this is one of the ways that Sun Prairie Chamber is doing that, was with their golf outing that they have, again, coming up July 28th over at Cherokee Country Club.
Some great events coming up here this month, and I really love that. Colin, quickly, as before we had to break here, I also wanted to highlight that Dane by Local focuses not just on the area community chambers, but other chambers of commerce in representing different areas of our community, like the Black Chamber, like the Latino Chamber. So talk about the importance of those connections.
Yeah, you know, those are very important. We try to work very closely with both of those organizations in particular, and we really want to, again, foster that relationship. I'm in direct conversations on a regular basis with both Jessica from the Latino Chamber and Camille over at the Madison Black Chamber of Commerce, trying to help support them in various ways so we can do so, and also collaborating efforts that we're doing together. So we're working on a big grant program right now between with us with those organizations, and seeing if we can put something together. It's a federal program. It would be a huge impact to Dane County if we're able to pull it together. And we're part of a larger package that would be representing nine different areas of the country. So, you know, these are really important relationships that we have, and we continue to foster those as well.
Colin, you're getting great at these teases for next and future interviews. Take care of yourself. We'll catch you next week, okay?
All right, take care. Thanks.